Alex, just sum that up for us.
Well, from our point of view, I thought it was a great performance. You know, I thought first half, it sort of ebbed and flowed a little bit. I thought both teams had a bit of the ball and a bit of the game. Obviously, we got a good goal by high pressure up the pitch. I know, obviously, they'll probably deem it as a mistake from the back, but obviously, we've tried to hunt the ball and we got in a good area. Great finish for Billy. And then at half time, we just spoke about, I thought we were sitting too deep. You know, we didn't really give our fullbacks a chance to get out to their wide players. And we spoke about when the ball went forward, making sure we squeeze that line and lock them in and keep them in their own half. And I thought our second half performance is probably as good as we've played away from home this season. I thought it was fantastic.
Perfect away performance?
Yeah, but I think when people refer to a perfect away performance, they talk about maybe going being solid and things like that. I think we were anything but. You know, I thought we scored 3 goals, arguably could have had more. And we played the majority, certainly the second half, in their half. So I just thought it was a complete performance all round.
Positives then from that game?
What are the positives?
Yeah.
Well, as I've said 3 times, the second half was very positive. So it was a great all-round performance for us.
Has it been a tough 24 hours? Obviously, Preston released a statement saying players need to be fully focused because, of course, the Jordan Hugel situation. Was that something you had to sort of maybe keep away from the players that were going to be on that field today?
No, we've not had a tough 24 hours at all. The fact is, when you've got good players, teams are naturally interested in them. So it's really quite simple. And for us, Jordan's exclusion tonight was the fact that any player that's going to take the field for Preston North End while I'm here needs to make sure they're completely focused and they're going to work as hard as they possibly can for the team. And I didn't think Jordan's mentality was in the right frame of mind, so I withdrew him from the squad. So it was that simple.
Were you pleased with the players' though reaction? Because obviously he's a member of the squad, he obviously had taken him out of that, but were you pleased with the way that they came out and performed because of what's been going on off the field?
Nothing's been going on off the field. So, I mean, I think you're making more out of something that's not really there. So the fact is, the lads are professionals. They understand that there's a team interested in their teammate, which happens quite regularly. So for guys that are in the game and are used to that type of thing, it's not anything new.
What is the latest on Jordan Hugel?
Nothing, really. He just there's interest from a team in the Premier League, and as of now, we've rejected any offer that's been made. But as I said, I didn't think Jordan was in the right frame of mind, so we've drew him from the squad.
Has he expressed an interest to leave the club?
Yeah, I think when obviously you've got Premier League teams courting you, that you've also got a desire to leave. I mean, there was no surprise in the last window that was said. And if he got the opportunity, he would then go and play his football elsewhere. But that will be on our terms. And if the terms are not met, then it won't happen.
Are you looking at potentially then bringing an extra striker in then, maybe using that money that will come in? Or again, is it just a case of if he does leave, then you'll have to do the business depending on the timing of it?
Yeah, I think that things have only really moved on in the last 24 hours. So we've got no intention of selling Jordan. A team's come in with an offer, we've rejected the offer, and that's where we are at the moment. So we're not sort of scrambling about trying to sign anyone. We're not really intending on selling Jordan. So we're just in a position where we came prepared for the game tonight, won the game, played really well, and Jordan's situation, as it was in the last window, remains the same.
Is that pleasing for you that from above you've got a situation where you don't have to sell one of your best players? You can keep them because you know you want to keep them, you're not a selling club.
Yeah, but the fact is, well, we work together. Do you know what I mean? So me, Peter, the owner of the club, we all were in contact daily and we speak about what we want to try and do for the club in terms of moving it on. Obviously, we have chats regularly about the players we've got existing, the players we'd like to try and add to the squad. Everything in football is always subject to change. I mean, there's always so many moving parts. So, no, we're in complete dialogue with each other. We're comfortable with how we've handled every situation so far. And I think we're moving in the right direction.
You are, you're 9th in the table, 3 points from the playoffs. I say, is this the perfect response to those couple of draws? You're now in a position where you're trying to kick on and get into those playoff positions?
Yeah, I think it is. I think the last two performances have not been great, you know, and I think we've certainly spoken about that because I think we're better than what we've showed. But I thought tonight was a perfect sort of response to the 2 games, if you like. And the lads will rightly so, go home really pleased with how they've played tonight and hopefully that take that confidence into the next game.
Are you looking at bringing in more bodies in this transfer window?
Yeah, I think we've already said that we try and do a couple of bits of business if we can. But as always, similar to our own players, sometimes you're not in control of the situation. You know, you're waiting on other people, you might be waiting on other clubs, and we'll see what comes of it. But the one thing I will say, if the window closes just now, I'm really comfortable and happy with the squad that I've got. So although we want to add to it and improve it, as we always will, I think we're in a good place.
Could you tell us in what areas?
No.